Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Clever Wolves, an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Ayla and Lewis Holmes and their family, Spencer and his family in Westport, Connecticut, Elise and her family in New Haven, Connecticut, Hudson and Bodie Feldstein and their family in Lake Tahoe, Everett and Bennett and their family in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Holden and Ethan Saxon and their family in Kennesaw, Georgia. Thank you so much, Ethan, Holden, Bennett, Everett, Bodie, Hudson, Elise, Spencer, Lewis, and Ayla. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Clever Wolves. Once upon a time, there was a flock of young sheep. They lived on a happy little farm, all sunshine and rolling hills. The grass was so green it seemed like each blade was painted, and so delicious the sheep munched happily from sunrise to sunset. They were watched over by Old Pap, a giant shepherd dog made even bigger by his long and shaggy coat. He was a grumpy old man, and he took his job protecting the sheep very seriously. The sheep, being young, didn't always appreciate that, and preferred to just drift about on their own schedule, like the fluffy white clouds that wandered across the autumn skies. Old Pap, though, he knew the importance of a routine. Each day, when the sun's first light came slanting through the loose boards of the barn, the shaggy dog would snap awake. He'd wriggle his back on the floor to scratch his itches, and then lean this way and that to stretch his old bones. After a mighty yawn, he'd eat his breakfast from the bowl the rancher set out, and then amble over to the little sheep. The flock all slept together in a big mass, either to keep warm or just to feel cozy, and they looked like one great big cottony quilt.
"All right, up and at 'em,"
barked Old Pap, shouting the sheep awake.
"It's time to get out there and get some exercise. Do a little grazing. The grass is green and the sun is shining."
"Ugh, Old Pap, come on," whined the sheep. "Let us sleep in a little, just 5 more minutes."
"Ruff! You've been sleeping all night!"
"Old Pap, you're just a bummer," said a little lamb named Lulu. "Why don't you just let us sleep?" Old Pap barked, and the sheep rose and shook themselves awake, letting out quiet, annoyed baas.
"The rancher doesn't keep me to let you sleep,"
the dog said, nudging Lulu and hurrying her along.
"He keeps me to make sure you're safe and healthy, and right now that means going out and eating breakfast."
The sheep all grumbled, and none louder than little Lulu. "Yeah, yeah, you old grump," she said. "Always bossing us around." The sheep flowed out into the pasture. It was green and beautiful, with sweet morning dew glistening on each blade. Old Pap herded every last lamb into the grass and made sure the barn door was shut behind them. "La la la lamb life," Lulu sang, running around with the lambs and slightly older sheep. She didn't like being woken up, but now that she was outside in the sun, she was loving it. The fields were soft on her feet. The wind was warm on her wool. And best of all, the grass was fresh and delicious in her mouth. Old Pap, seeing the sheep safely snacking, started his other duty, patrolling the pasture. He circled the flock in big, winding loops. There was a low wooden fence, but it was just a skinny post and rail, and beyond that were the woods, dark and deep. In the dense wall of trees, Old Pap could smell thieving foxes and food-stealing rabbits. Worst of all, though, he could smell wolves. Big, clever wolves with big, clever eyes and big, clever smiles, all dripping with teeth. They wanted the flock, but the huge, shaggy dog kept them away. It was his job, after all, and he took his job very seriously. Little Lulu the lamb, on the other hand, didn't take anything seriously at all. After munching on sweet grass for the better part of the morning, she and a few friends had wandered off to the far edge of the pasture. There, the wild of the woods had encroached into the rancher's fields. The little lambs found a patch of rogue dandelions and ate them down to the roots, and then went hunting for the next rare snack. "Oh, look at that," Lulu said. "Cherries!" The cherry tree was past its prime for the season. The fruits were mostly gone, and the leaves were beginning to wrinkle and fall. Still, it had a delicious, sticky, sweet smell, and the lambs started to munch it up.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
came the booming bark of Old Pap.
"Lulu! Little lambs! What are you doing?"
"Ugh!" said Lulu to her friends. "Here comes the old dog. I swear, he's like a worried mom and a boring dad all rolled into one."
"Get away from that tree!"
the shaggy dog barked. "Oh, come on, Old Pap," Lulu whined. "Why can't you just let us have a sweet snack?"
"Cherry greens are poison," Old Pap said patiently. "If you eat too many, you'll get the worst bellyache of your life."
"You just don't want us to have any fun," Lulu complained, and the other lambs agreed.
"I'd let you find out for yourself, but too many greens could kill you," the old dog said. "Now get back to the flock. Ruff, ruff."
Rolling their eyes, the little lambs went back to the other sheep. Old Pap, who was right about the cherry tree, got the attention of the rancher. The man scratched the dog behind the ears and cut down the poisonous fruit that had grown over the fence. That evening, as the sun went down, Old Pap started to herd all the sheep back into the barn. In the distance, he heard a long, keening howl rising up towards the autumn moon. He watched the sketchy shadows at the edge of the pasture and could see the dark gray forms weaving hungry in and out of the trees.
"Wolves," he growled to himself. "Clever wolves."
As usual, Lulu and her friends were at the back of the flock, wrestling and playing in the fading light.
"You're it!"
"No, you're it!"
They laughed and rolled in a fuzzy heap. More howls rose into the air to accompany the first, but the little lamb seemed not to notice.
"Ruff!"
barked Old Pap, snapping so suddenly all the little lambs froze in the middle of their sprawling tackle.
"Stop horsing around!"
"Oh, come on," said Lulu. "We're just having fun."
"Too bad. It's late. Time to get back to the barn and go to bed. It's almost dark and the wolves are about."
But
nothing," barked the shaggy old dog. "Get going."
Lulu and the little lambs went to bed, grumbling all the way. Old Pap waited until they were all inside. Then he cast one final glance back at the forest. The dark forms of the wolves were peering out from the inky black of the trees. The shaggy dog couldn't be sure, but it seemed like he could see their eyes, each pair glinting bright and sharp as crescent moons. The next morning, he woke up the sheep like always, barking and bumping and hurrying and herding them outside. Of course, little Lulu and her friends were the last.
"Do you really have to rush me this morning?"
she griped.
"Do you really have to test me every morning?"
old Pap griped right back. They tromped out to the pasture, and the day passed much like any other. The shaggy dog circled the flock, keeping one eye on the sheep and one eye on the forest. In the early afternoon, though, one of the older sheep went missing. He hadn't gone far, he'd just wandered past the fence a little, but old Pap had to go and chase him down. And while he was gone, the wolves came prowling from the forest, their bellies low, their eyes bright and clever. They spotted Lulu and her friends, who were searching for leftover cherries, and they approached, slow and quiet.
"Hello, little lambs," one of the wolves said.
There were four in all, three long and lean and one big and bulky. It was the big one who spoke, her voice a refined whisper.
Oh, hello, Lulu said.
She and her friends went closer to the fence.
"Sorry, but we aren't really supposed to talk to strangers."
"Says who?" the wolf asked. "That dog who's always bossing you around?"
"He's the shepherd dog," Lulu said. "He's supposed to boss us around and we're supposed to listen."
"I've seen him, always making you get up early, keeping you from sweets, stopping your games, and then making you go to bed."
"Yeah, that sounds like him," Lulu and the lambs agreed.
"Well, as you can see, we are dogs too," the big wolf said.
Lulu had heard of wolves, but had never seen one herself. And looking over this wolf, she did look very much like a dog.
"We're more fun too. If we were in charge, we'd let you sleep in and stay up late and eat cherries until your wool was stained red."
"How I wish," Lulu said. "That sounds awesome."
"Well, we're looking for a new flock," the big wolf said, and the other wolves nodded eagerly, their big tongues lolling out.
"Really? You should be our new dogs."
"Oh, sounds good to us, but you need to get rid of that big shaggy brute."
"Old Pap," said Lulu, "he's so annoying."
"Tell him that," the big wolf said with a sneer. "Tell him you don't need a nanny telling you what to do all day. You know what's best for you, don't you, little lamb?"
"I do," Lulu said, and her little lamb friends all nodded along. "We totally do."
"So tell your old Pap. Oh, but don't tell him about us."
"Why not?"
"Oh, you know, he just won't understand. He'll be too jealous."
"Oh, right. Good idea."
In the distance, they could hear the shaggy dog barking, heading back to the pasture with the old lost sheep. "We'll come back a little later," the big wolf said, as she and the other wolves melted back into the shadows of the trees.
"Once that big oaf is gone. See you then."
Lulu and the other little lambs waved goodbye and then went back to the flock. They told the other sheep about how they'd found some new dogs to watch over them, ones that wouldn't bark them awake or stop them from eating snacks or make them stop roughhousing or put them to bed early. Of course, Lulu didn't share the fact that the dogs were actually wolves, but the poor little lamb just didn't know.
"What are you all doing?"
panted old Pap when he finally chased the lost lamb back to the flock.
"Am I missing a meeting?"
The sheep all looked at each other, waiting for someone to speak up. Of course, it was little Lulu who finally did.
"Hey, old Pap, we've been talking about it, and we got a couple things to say.
Listen up!
We don't love the way you've been running things. We think we're gonna make a change.
Long overdue!
We don't wanna get up in the morning or to go to sleep so early at night.
So early!
If we wanna eat cherries, we should eat all we can. With you, we barely got a bite.
Come on!
Oh, yeah. acquaintance to end.
We're over.
Oh, it's nothing personal. Okay, so it's a little personal.
Okay.
If it helps, we're all real certain you'll find another chum right away. Goodbye, old pap. Farewell. See you later. So long.
When Lulu had finished, old Pap looked sad and angry both. His tail was tucked back, and his shaggy ears were pinned.
Really? He asked. Is that how you all feel?
The sheep all nodded, thinking only of the easy life they'd have with their new dogs, ones that let them do whatever they wanted.
It's how we all feel, little Lulu said.
Well, fine then, said old Pap. Good luck without me, I guess.
The shaggy dog trotted away, leaping between the post and rail fence and heading into the forest. The sheep waited for a moment, and then they let out a cheer. Old Pap was gone! They could do whatever they wanted! The little lambs began to tackle each other and roll around. Others went to the edge of the fence and munched on wild sunflowers. Some simply laid in the grass and started to take a little nap. Not long after, Lulu and her friends heard a voice calling to them from the trees.
Hello, little lambs, said the big wolf. Is that shaggy dog gone?
He sure is, said Lulu. We're just playing around. Do you want to come in?
Oh, don't mind if we do, the big wolf said,
and the four of them slipped through the fence and quickly spread out around the flock.
Wolf!
One of the older sheep said. The others started to panic and run, but each way they turned, one of the clever wolves headed them off, sharp teeth gleaming.
Wolves all over!
Wait! Shouted little Lulu. These are wolves? I thought they were just different dogs.
Oh, we're different, all right, the big wolf sneered.
And we can still do whatever we want, right?
Asked Lulu weakly.
Sure, the wolf said, as long as what you want is to be eaten for dinner.
The sheep all started bleating and baaing, but the clever wolves only laughed. They had tricked the sheep into sending away their guardian, and now they would have a feast. In the woods, old Pap walked along with his head down low. He had done his best for the sheep, even for the little lamb Lulu. He knew he could be kind of tough sometimes, but he had so many sheep to keep in line, and he was just doing what he could to keep them safe and healthy. After a bit, he laid down in a sunny patch of forest. He knew he couldn't actually leave. The rancher was depending on him. But if the sheep didn't want him there, he would give them their space, even if it broke his heart to do it.
You did your best, he said to himself. That's all you can do.
Then, behind him, back towards the farm, he heard a lot of bleating and baaing, louder and louder.
Well, I guess they're having fun without me.
Then, cutting over the rest, he heard little Lulu the lamb. She was singing loud and wild, her voice cutting over the din.
Oh no! Hey, old Pap, I think I spoke too soon, and now I'm really in a bind. I'm not sure if you're close or you're far, but I hope that you will hear my cry.
The wolves prowled forward, snapping and snipping at the sheep, their lips peeled back to show toothy teeth and dripping drool. The sheep huddled together closer and closer, like a puffy white cloud surrounded by dark storms on every horizon.
Old Pap was right,
Lulu groaned to her friends, then turned to the wolves.
Just leave us alone. Please go!
Oh, sing all you want, little lamb,
the big wolf said, and her friends chuckled darkly. There's no one here to help you now.
Don't be so sure, came a booming bark.
Old Pap cleared the fence in a single bound and landed between the big wolf and the frightened sheep. The shaggy dog stood tall, fur bristling, ears low, and his muzzle peeled back. His mighty paws dug into the earth and his muscled legs tensed to spring.
This is my flock, he growled.
The wolves looked at each other, waiting to see what their leader would do. But big as the big wolf was, old Pap was even bigger. Still, the big wolf bent to leap, but the shaggy dog was faster. In an instant, old Pap launched forward and knocked the wolf sprawling. A second wolf leapt, and the dog turned and batted him out of the air with a mighty paw.
This is my flock, he bellowed. These are my friends!
He stomped back and forth, edging the wolves away from the sheep and back towards the trees.
Get out! He barked,
and the wolves turned and fled into the forest, never to be seen again. For a moment, old Pap just stood there panting, and then he felt a gentle nudge behind him. He turned to see the little lamb Lulu hiding behind his legs.
Hey, old Pap, she said. Thanks for saving us. I'm sorry about earlier.
Old Pap, still getting his breath back, turned and smiled. He had never heard little Lulu apologize for anything.
Oh, don't worry about it, he said. I should never have left, not even for a minute.
Lulu smiled up at him.
Hey, it's getting kind of late. Should we maybe get everyone inside?
Old Pap looked at her, shocked.
What? She said.
I've just never had you go to bed without it being a fight.
Well, maybe I'm growing up a little.
Maybe you are, agreed Old Pap with a smile.
And together, they herded all the sheep into the barn, and they lived happily ever after.
The end. Today's story, Clever Wolves, was an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with original songs also by me. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.